mental mistakes here and there as far as who covers what. But, Don, I imagine you liked a lot of what you saw out there today, just obviously no offensive production.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told the guys. You know, our defense was outstanding for some of the plays that we made. And, you know, they got some bunts down. And I don't know if it was so coverage so much as, well, actually it was a little bit. But other than that, I mean, but the swings that we had at this guy, he had one pitch, right? I mean, he had a curveball that didn't work, and he had a fastball that was above average for sure. You know, he's probably low 80s, but still a lefty, and that's exactly, if we get to St. Francis, that's exactly what we're going to see, two of the tee. And some of those swings the guys were making tonight, I was just infuriated, and I let him know about it and told him to go look in the mirror and be accountable, right? We talk about that all year. Be accountable for your game, be accountable for your actions, and that's what I'm challenging the kids to do tonight, and they all agreed. But for the most part, I sure like where our defense is. I sure like the way that we're playing. It's just that our swings today were below average.
And who was not below average was Clay Cole. He battled out there, didn't he, pitching?
That's exact. The first thing I told those guys, I said, you know, you guys better congratulate Clay. Sicker than a dog, and he wouldn't let me take a ball from him. And, boy, the way he battled and some of the plays he made and some of the swings he had, boy, I'll tell you what, I said, you guys better take a good look at Clay Cole because, you know, if I ever grow up, that's what I want to be like. Because he just gutted it out, and he was outstanding.
You ain't ever going to grow up.
No, I won't because, well, I'm a senior citizen now.
You are.
It's too late.
Too bad for Jared. That's a pretty ugly photo. You're not an ugly kid, Jared. I know he's listening. But it's too bad, you know, the pun, bad break and all that. But you don't want to see that happen, and hopefully we get him back. We need him. And his line, I tell you what, some of his swings, the way he's been swinging lately, we could have used him down there in that lineup.
Yeah, we could have. Yeah, I really feel for him. And, he tried to tough it out. I mean, he broke his nose, and he still wanted to play. And then he got a little bit wobbly, you know, during introductions and threw up a little bit. And I really feel for him. I mean, he's such a gamer, and he's such a tough kid. And, you know, then we had to move guys around, and that hurts a little bit on, you know, that's where the coverage for bunts and stuff hurt us a little bit. And shame on me. I mean, that's on me, too. We should have prepared a couple other guys. But, you know, Clay's our other first baseman, and he was pitching. So kind of got us off guard a little bit.
Well, we head to Marquette tomorrow, so no rest, although the weather doesn't look promising up there. But we'll see how that goes because I know the guys, especially offensively, and if they throw Blake again, that'll be another challenge for our guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I was telling Andy Conrad about that. I appreciate him throwing a really good pitcher at us, and he did a nice job. But, you know, the kids will learn from this. They truly will. They'll be better tomorrow. And I told him, you know, when you get on the other side of the fence, I just hope you don't forget this in 10 minutes from now. And like coaches, you know, we sleep on this all night. And I want those kids to feel it too. And I think they do because when we left, first thing Owen and Lucas said, Coach, can we take a couple buckets of balls with us because we want to hit when we get home tonight. So you see, that's about accountability, and that's kids that want to get better. So this is a great bunch of kids, and they work hard. And I don't mean to be a downer Donnie, but, you know, that's just the way it is.
Hey, that's a new one.
It is?
Been delightful Don, destructive Don, dangerous Don, no, downer Don.
Yeah, I don't mean to be, I said.
I know. Okay, give your shout-outs, Don.
Okay, well, a shout-out to everybody that's listening and, you know, Jamie and Eric and, God, whoever else is listening. I know a lot of people, but guys, don't get down. You know, we'll be back tomorrow, and we're going to make a good tournament run. I just can feel it because these kids really wanted to.
All right. Well, I thought a good performance for your team on balance. Yeah, we could have used, maybe a little better swing early in the count at times. But this is a good team. You're a good team. And I think both teams leave with a little respect for each other. So.
Yeah, they do. And Andy Conrad said he's Preble's coming to Gladstone next year. He said, you know, you guys are very respectable. And he said, and you've been coming down here. So he's going to travel to Gladstone next year.
Boy,
so.
That's something because those Green Bay teams do not come up to,
they don't.
To the UP. So.
They don't. So anyway.
All right.
So again, guys, thanks for listening. And thanks for community for our support.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Okay, Jack. See you.